Hey, Gordon, this is Chase McDaniel. How's it going?
Chase, how are you, brother?
I'm great, man. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. What are you doing right now?
Man, we are just in the van, and we are on our way to put on some killer shows this weekend.
All right, paint the picture for us. How many dudes are in that van right now?
There are four dudes, including me, in this van, and we're all very close to each other.
That's not bad, I guess. You know, I don't know what size van it is, but it could be a heck of a lot worse.
Oh, it's a very small van. We're all in very tight.
All right, well, good. What are the van rules? Do you guys have any van rules yet?
I guess everyone gets a coffee. We have to have a coffee at 8 a.m. And then I think the other rules are probably unspoken. Just yeah. Your typical van rules.
Those are just human being rules.
Yeah.
Well, and,
yeah.
When you go
to a gas station, you know, don't use the urinal right beside me. Use the one, couple ones down, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and maybe, you know, consider when you stop at the gas station, the snacks that you're buying, considering what they're going to do to your insides before you consume them.
That's true. Yeah no Funyuns on the road.
Well, awesome, man. You guys are, you're headed our way to Joe's downtown in Chicago tomorrow night. We're very excited about it, and seemingly a lot of people very excited about it too. Joe's a pretty legendary place, ACM award winner. I mean, like, this is a cool spot to play. You excited?
Yes, man. Dude, I'm so excited, and we just gotten so much great feedback. I've never actually been to Chicago, so this is my first time coming up.
Awesome.
And just the response has been awesome, and we're so stoked to put on a killer show for a packed house.
I want to talk to you about, because they included this in your bio, which I thought was really cool, is that what we don't think about now at this point in 2022 is that there is a class of artists that were really, really, I mean, everybody's impacted by the pandemic, I get that, but, you know, sort of your time, your sort of formative time, you know, in this business and in Nashville and stuff, like, sort of happened when everything just sort of stopped.
Oh man, it was more than just that, man. I mean, I had been on the phone with my mamaw back in Kentucky asking her if there was a bed I could come back to at the house, and I mean, I was down to, like, no joke, like my last 10 or 12 bucks in my bank account, and a friend had lent me some money to just stay a couple more weeks, and you know, we fought back and forth over it until he finally shoved it in my face, and it was that next couple weeks I finally landed a job, man. I put in so many applications. I started bussing tables and worked my way up to serving and then bartending and just anything, man, to just have a second chance. And when I finally got that second chance, I just never looked back.
Yeah, good for you, brother. Well, we're very excited for you. I mean, looking at, you know, you can stare at numbers and streaming numbers and all that stuff all day. I'm sure it drives you absolutely insane if you look at it too long.
Yeah.
But
man, I do, but like in just a grateful way, because I think at this point it's still so mind-boggling to me, like, you know, because like just a year ago or 2 years ago, like I was like just at like just such a low point in my life, and to be here now, I'm just like I can't process it, you know. It's like I can't even get to the point where it's like, oh yeah, this is real, because like most days it just doesn't seem real. So I mean, I do see the numbers, and everybody tells me like, hey, this is good or this is bad, because I don't really know what's good or bad.
Right.
You know. And I'm just like, cool. Well, if things are good, let's keep doing it, you know?
Yeah, right. Well, hey, we'll let you get back to driving. We will see you tomorrow night, Joe's in downtown Joe's on Reed Street.
So stoked, man. Thank you so much for having me, and we can't wait to put on a great show.
Yeah, safe travels and no Funyuns.
That's right. No Funyuns. All right, see you, brother.
All right, buddy.